The World Service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, welcome back to Mialah Faisal on Indonesia Today on Thursday, 15th May 2025. Well, with my great pleasure, I hope that today for you all, you are fine, and today can be as a new day, new spirit, and even new opportunity for you to try something new, to try something that you think is really important for your listeners. Well, if you are listening to your program, I also hope that with full of spirit that you do for today, in every single day, everything that you do must be much better and must give such better improvement for yourself, listeners. And I'm Ahmad Faisal. Also, with our team, would like to accompany you for 6 hours ahead, starting from 6 o'clock a.m. up to 12 p.m. local time, Jakarta. Here's the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto received the Darjah Kerabat Waliwa Utama yang amat dihormati or most esteemed family order of Waliwa Utama from Sultan Hasanul Kiyah of Brunei Darussalam. The award presentation took place at the Nurul Iman Palace, Bandar Seri Begawan, Brunei on Wednesday. The Sultanate of Brunei Darussalam presented this honor as its highest recognition for heads of state and world leaders who have significantly contributed to advancing cooperative relations with Brunei Darussalam. Indonesia underscored the importance of ethical artificial intelligence, or AI, used during the APEC Education Ministers meeting held on Jeju Island, South Korea on Wednesday. A key topic discussed at the forum was the role of AI in expanding access to education and creating broader learning opportunities for communities. During his presentation, Indonesia's Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, stressed the importance of ethical considerations in the development and use of AI in education. That's the news. research. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Voice of India.
Well, it's not time for me to share you about the weather forecast. Now, it is from, Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. It's only for today, 15th May 2025. Now, I'd like to start from the city in eastern region of Indonesia, listeners. I would like to start from the city of Jayapura. Yeah, the city is forecast rainy with temperature 31 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Merauke. Merauke is forecast rainy, the same as Jayapura, with temperature 33 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Ambon, listener. The city of Ambon is forecast rainy, with temperature 33 up to 32 degrees Celsius. What about Ternate? Yeah, Ternate is forecast rainy, with temperature 24 up to 39 degrees Celsius. What about Makassar? Yes, Makassar is forecast rainy, with temperature 25 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Next, we fly to Mamuju. The city is forecast is a hot rain, heavy rain, with temperature 17 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Let's fly to Manado. Manado is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 39 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Kupang is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 33 degrees Celsius. Now let's go to another province. Yes, we go to, what's that? Samarinda in Kalimantan. Samarinda is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Palangkaraya, the city is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Let's go to some cities in Java Island. Surabaya, yes. Surabaya is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Semarang, it is forecast rainy with temperature 31 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Bandung in West Java. Bandung is forecast rainy with temperature 18 up to 37 degrees Celsius. Let's go to some cities in Sumatra Island. Let's go to Bengkulu. Bengkulu is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Medan, it is also forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 32 degrees Celsius. The last is we fly to Banda Aceh. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Well, that was about the weather forecast, especially for some cities in Indonesia. For today, 15th May 2025. It is from Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia.
Music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, which
according to the history, Rindik was created due to vulnerable people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when one care or no vulnerable side did rebellion against Magpie Kingdom, most of vulnerable people moved to Bali. Vulnerable people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Magpie Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When one attacked, the Angklung and Gamlan from Vulnerable were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Magpie people were difficult to string the Gamlan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual. For example, in West Java, this instrument still produces sound by being beaten, like Gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language, meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the Flute Rhythm by Trio Buana?
Thank you. Here's the boy song to Kick Kick Boom Boom by Sharif Akhtarita. Have a listen. than the island of Bengkalis, which is the center of government for Bengkalis Agency. The location of Lubang Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Lubang Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Lubang Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Lubang Island, there are no courses besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Lubang Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll on Roll Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. With her to attract tourists, the Lubang Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Agency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the heading boat races, and many more.
Listener. It is now from Muhammad Nasir. He said, to reach something, one must fight for it. Like picking a club on a tree, you don't wait it fall like a ripe durian. Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 up to 1951, the Bashuni Indonesian figure and freedom fighter. He is also known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. Listener, thank you for listening to The Voice of Indonesia through Era Digital. You can also enjoy directly the program of all Era stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest news. And you can also immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat Era Digital as a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. So please download now on Google Play and Application Store.